Catching fireflies is a summertime tradition for some people, but that late-night pastime could become a thing of the past as firefly populations are declining. In Bethany Beach, Delaware, a species native to the area is facing that threat. WHYY's Zoe Reed spent a night finding out why conservationists want it listed under the Endangered Species Act.
It's Friday night, and wildlife biologist Jason Davis is on a mission.
Sometimes you'll see it flashing, and then it'll stop flashing when you go to get it. Or they're just flying way too high or way too fast. And there's another one over there. See it? Double flash. Flash, flash.
He's trying to catch a Bethany Beach firefly, known for a bright green double flash. It requires patience.
A lot of times you're swinging your net and nothing's there.
We're walking along a side road lined with beach grass, just a short distance from a quiet beach north of Bethany. Many residents may not know this small beach town has its own species of firefly. But for researchers like Davis, it's important to protect the state endangered insect. He's been tracking it for the state since 2019.
You could talk about any insect, but when you talk about fireflies, a lot of people's eyes light up. And it brings them back to when they were a kid running around when there were more fireflies.
The Bethany Beach firefly lives only in uncommon small freshwater depressions situated along dunes on the Atlantic coast. But most of their wetland habitats have been lost because of coastal development, says Kit Heckscher. The Delaware State University professor found the firefly in the late 90s while working for the state. Before then, no one had seen it since the 1950s.
Development's a huge threat. Not only the loss of habitat, but the development brings in light pollution, which is not good for fireflies. And when you build a development, you're also tapping into the groundwater system, and that can lead to the drying up of wetlands.
Noah Greenwald works for the Center for Biological Diversity, which petitioned to have the insect listed under the Endangered Species Act. That would allow Fish and Wildlife to work with developers to ensure their projects don't threaten the fireflies.
I think most people get that fireflies are special and that there's magic there. And so if we lose the Bethany Beach firefly, we lose a little bit of that magic. We lose a little bit of what's unique about Bethany Beach and that little corner of Delaware.
For Davis, protecting the fireflies goes beyond its ecological benefits.
Another thing is that children need to be connected to nature. Like my kids love to run around the yard with the net and catch fireflies, and it warms my heart to see that.
At the end of his survey, Davis returns to his truck. Inside his net, the captured firefly flickers like a fire alarm light. Davis confirms it is indeed a Bethany Beach firefly and releases it after gathering his data. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service will make a decision about adding the insect to the Endangered Species Act by October of 2023. Zoe Reed, WHYY News.